Yes, live from Domain Stadium. Let's get the latest word from the Fremantle Dockers. Jake Battrick has got Dockers assistant coach Brent Guerra with him. Good afternoon again to Jake.
Good evening, boys. Yes, I do have Brent Guerra down here on the boundary with me. Brent, no late changes. So Ibbotson, Subin and young Ethan Hughes come in for Clark, Gray and Tucker. Freo fans will obviously know what to expect from Ibbotson and Subin. But what about Ethan Hughes? What can you tell me about him?
Yeah, look, Ethan comes in for his second game and he's had an outstanding preseason. He's obviously been playing well in the Waffle, so it's his opportunity to come in and play a role in the side, and I look forward to watching him play tonight.
What do you guys need to do to get your first win of the season? Because the effort has been better, especially last week.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what we need to bring tonight. Great effort for four quarters. I think over the last few weeks we've played three good quarters and then let ourselves down in one quarter or so. So a good four-quarter effort will hopefully get us over the line.
Shane Mumford is in cracking form. A tough task for Jonathan Griffin with Zach Clark going out of the side. How do you go about curbing Mumford's influence tonight?
Yeah, he's been in outstanding form. But Griffo just has to go and do a role for us, and that's playing Mumford. And hopefully he can stop the influence stop his influence on the game.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Peter Vlahos and Peter Bell.
Brent, obviously Greater Western Sydney, they're chock full of talent. When they move the ball on their terms, it's pretty exhilarating. Are you going to be able to slow them down at times tonight?
Oh, we hope to, yeah. We watched them very closely last week when they played against Hawthorn, and they were superb. So, like you said, they are quick and they like to transition the footy from behind centre very quickly. So if we can stop them across or through the middle of the ground, that's what we'll be looking to do.
Hayden Ballantyne hasn't had much of a run of late. He's had those corks and everything else. And we saw Michael Walters up in the midfield. I thought he was brilliant last week. Are we going to be expecting Hayden to spend a bit of time midfield as well?
Yeah, look, he'll get his chance through there, whether it's tonight or next week or in 2 weeks. So he's obviously been had the corkies the last few weeks. So, yeah, look, he wants to play through the midfield and obviously kick some goals up forward.
How many shots on goal did your forward line have at training this week?
We practice like we do every week. So nothing extra this week. But, look, we'll be looking to put some scoreboard pressure on early.
You kicked a few in your days, of course, at Hawthorn and Co. What is it? Have they got the yips, or do you reckon it's just a bit of we're looking too much into it or looking too deeply into it?
Yeah, look, I think we're looking too much into it. There's been times where we've been under pressure and kicked points. So obviously our set shots haven't been great, but like I just said before, it's hopefully we can put some scoreboard pressure on early and hit the goals.
Brent, obviously the ball movement hasn't been at its best for much of this season, but we saw David Mundy, particularly in that first quarter, just going back to halfback with a bit of composure, a bit of experience, and some of his ball use was exceptional. That'll be really important again tonight.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a great kick, Barra. Obviously, that's something that's been letting us down across halfback is our turnovers. So we threw him back there last week, and look, he uses the ball well every week. So whether it's in the midfield or down back tonight, we'll wait and see.
Brent, thanks for joining us. Go get him. Let's hope it's a big night for the Fremantle Football Club.
Thanks, guys.